Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I Grubhubbed one of the best sushi restaurants in Buffalo, and they brought sushi to my son and I. It was great.
At your house?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Listen to this. What a life.
And that's a very good thing to have delivered because, you know, hot is not really pertinent at all.
Don't eat hot sushi.
Right.
Don't eat it.
In fact, I think hot sushi would probably be terrible. Really gross.
Don't do it.
It's Mike Shope.
Fresh hot in neon is not something you see above the sushi place.
Can I get this? No, that's right.
Fresh hot sushi. That is so gross. Fresh hot sushi here.
You get some sushi, you open the lid, and it's like steam comes out.
And the Bulldog.
Please stop.
Right, Ryan? Hey. You ever do that?
I've got nothing
you get
to
the
throw
sushi.
Up in my stomach. But
you
if
open
I did.
Up the lid and it's just sizzling like a fajita.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What are you doing in there? I'm microwaving the sushi.
Right. WGR Sports Radio 550.
You would think. Can you hear me?
No.
Really?
No. You want to come over here and share my mic with me? Oh, hang on. We're getting a thumbs up from Derek all of a sudden. Maybe your gear's working again. We'll have to see. Yeah. A little drama. I was thinking you thought your headphones only weren't going to work and your mic was. And I thought, like, it would be right of me to take my headphones off in a show of solidarity for the show. If you were going to be headphoneless, I was also going to go headphoneless.
I was about to say,
but
you
I
would
guess
think
we don't have to now.
You would think I'd be able to do this without headphones on because it's really just the same. Like, I can hear you. You're sitting like 2 feet away, but it was going to be weird.
No,
it happened.
It would really freak me out too. It's just, you know, habit. You know, I'm just used to it. I did. There was a day recently where maybe at the end of the show I had to do a live spot and I'd wrapped up my headphones and I sat in here and did the live spot without the headphones on, and it just felt weird not hearing it like that.
It really
it the
is
other way.
Just talking.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the headgear. We got it. We're all set.
Hang on, let me see. I already can't stand it. I just took my headphones off. I can't do it.
I probably should have noticed that before 10 seconds before we started, but I've been rattled for like the last 20 minutes about something. And
oh no.
I'm going to use this as an excuse.
Okay.
I did a PFF mock draft.
Yeah.
I got an F.
An F?
Not for the whole thing, but for one pick. And I don't know what I did. This reminds me of like being home and somebody's upset. And I don't know what I did. Like, what did I say? What did I even do? What is it that I did or said that led to this. I don't even know.
How do you not know which pick? Does it grade each
I'll
pick?
I'll tell you which pick. It was a fourth round pick, which, so what?
Yeah, right.
Vernon Broughton of Texas, who is a defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman. I believe that's one of my needs.
Sure, I would agree with that assessment.
And on the PFF big board, he's player number 76. I got him at pick 109. He was my second interior defensive lineman, both from Texas, by the way, Alfred Collins and now Vernon Broughton. And I got an F.
Maybe that's the problem. These two guys are known to not get along, Mike.
Yeah, maybe
They're oil and water. They cannot. They barely got through college.
I go wide receiver because Luther Burden at 30, Alfred Collins, JT Tuimoloau from Ohio State, edge A, B plus A, and then a second. I've got seven picks left. I go defensive tackle again, and it's a steal. It's like a round late.
Yeah.
And I get an F for that. And what was I supposed to? I hadn't picked a corner yet. I hadn't picked a quarterback or a running back yet. Maybe, what did I do?
Maybe the not picking a corner. Can you?
I eventually got two.
Can you go back and do the whole thing again?
I'm not doing that.
And pick a corner ahead of time to see if that is the big misstep? That's the only thing you've said so far that would make any sense to me, why the grade would be so bad there. Because you doubled down on defensive linemen, and or even triple down if you count. You said you already had an interior defensive lineman in addition to this guy, plus an edge guy.
Right.
So you're
what's so bad about that?
I don't think that's bad, but... Well, let's play it out. We're watching the draft, and round one comes, and the Bills take a slot receiver with their first pick.
All right.
I'm just gonna say it that way to be intentionally pejorative.
Why?
Because that's what I think, right? That's what E-Track says. Didn't we talk about that last week? So, all right, but you picked... I won't wait it. You picked a receiver. Then you did what? An interior defensive line.
Yes.
Then an edge.
Yes.
And then another interior defensive lineman. If we're riding that ride draft weekend, and the Bills have not found their way to Rasul Douglas or Asante Samuel Jr. or your name here, some other dude that I'm not even thinking of right now, I think we would be losing our minds. That they don't have a corner. That they haven't picked a corner. That they didn't prioritize. What are we going to do for another corner? Maybe that's why that's an F.
You can't give it that much credit. The app is good. It's not that good. And by the way, this is not like to argue with you, but right or wrong, they will have a veteran cornerback signed by then. They're not going to go into the draft. They do this for every other position. Sign, you know, maybes, depth pieces, insurance policies at different positions. They have to, you know, I don't know what's holding it up. Maybe... They're waiting on Douglas. Maybe. Like he might be the
best. Plausible.
He might be the best option available. They know him, and he knows them, and he hasn't signed anywhere else. It might be a case where he's hoping to get more than what the Bills are offering him, and if he can't, then he comes back. I mean, they'll have whoever. They could draft, yes or no, they could draft a corner at 30. Is that guy starting the opener? Maybe only if it's in the first round. Would I think the player would start?
Yeah.
Or even could start.
I mean, I know it's... What number did they move up to get Elam? Was that
22?
Like 22 or something? So, I mean, that's 8 picks sooner. But they were in... And I don't remember what sort of depth signings they made that year. The big reason that looked like a need was that White was coming off an injury. And I don't remember who was across from him at that time then. I could go look at the roster and figure it out. It wouldn't be that hard, but I don't have it right here as we're talking.
What year?
When they drafted Elam, we knew they needed a guy. It was because they needed Tre'Davious White insurance. We couldn't be sure they could rely on him to be ready.
Okay, Wallace.
Coming off an ACL. Yeah, probably Levi Wallace. Either way, I don't know how much they filled out their depth chart.
Oh, actually, that's after Wallace left.
With veterans.
I think that's – he leaves after 13 seconds, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah. And he talked about – he was the only person that would talk about the play.
Yeah.
Or the two plays. So Elam comes, like, kind of to replace him.
And so all I'm saying is, you could have said the same thing that year, and I don't remember what they did to fill it out before the draft. I just know going into the draft, there was almost no question to me. Well, there would have been a question they were going to pick a corner because who knows? You know, the draft's the draft. They might a bunch of teams might pick all the corners before it's your turn. Who knows? Not literally, but, you know, the ones that are worth drafting at 22 anyway. I just know that was, without a doubt, the need that hadn't been adequately addressed. They did not have what I thought was adequate insurance behind whatever they had and Tre'Davious White coming back from an ACL injury. So I'm not sure that they'll do something. Dane Jackson might have been that move. And I recognize that, you know, Douglas and other players who are more starting caliber than Dane Jackson outrank him. So they could still do that. But I'm not assuming that they will, sitting here right now. I think it certainly is called for, but I don't know. If they had a mind to want to try to get better and move on from Douglas, then you should maybe stick with that.
It's not that easy, though. Like, who knows what they've tried to do? They haven't had a ton of money. They've done other things. I wonder just what's been close, or what maybe where their efforts have been so far at corner. I don't know. I can't. Describe for me a draft pick that, like, by process really is an F. In the fourth round, what's an F? What does an F look like, right? Who's a team drafting at the top of the draft that has a great quarterback? I know that's usually, like, not what happens for a reason, but yeah. If the Bills spent pick 30 on Milroe,
That would be an F.
That could be an F.
I love that player, but that would be an F.
Even those years with Matt Millen, has the show ever sounded older? When the Lions drafted, like, receiver 3 years in a row? Okay. You know? Maybe.
Like in the top five.
Top, right.
Like every time. Right. It was crazy.
It wasn't like they were huge reaches. Mike Williams was one of the guys. Yeah. I mean, earlier Mike Williams.
There was a Roy Williams in there from Texas as well.
That's the safety.
No, there was a receiver, Roy Williams, too.
Oh, there was?
Yes, from Texas.
And where did the safety go to school, Roy Williams, that played for Dallas?
I think he also went to Texas. I know this is confusing.
Very. You could get an F for drafting a player that has exactly the same name as someone else.
And went to the same school, maybe, we think. I think that's right. I remember Roy Williams in that Texas uniform, like number five for some reason. I loved him.
The DB went to Oklahoma.
Okay.
So maybe that's an F if you're just...
Yeah.
I don't know. What is an F? Yeah, you're right. Roy Williams, receiver for the Lions, 2004. Very good. So, what's an F? You have Mahomes and you draft a quarterback.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have, if the Falcons drafted Genty.
Right. Right.
Maybe that's an F.
That's an F. That's an F.
A fourth round defensive lineman that I need. I got to talk to someone. Everybody that I have known from PFF is gone, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Trevor maybe is. Sycama maybe is still there.
I think that's right, yeah.
I got to get in touch with somebody. So in round four, the Bills have 2 fourths. I get the F. I draft a halfback.
Even if they're, okay.
B minus for Damian Martinez. But the Bills are going to do, if the Bills are going to do that, that's when and how they do it.
Right.
Day three, where there's still some talent on the board. Right, so.
And was there a corner in this scenario that you already picked?
Not yet.
Okay, huh.
Round five, 3 picks out of five. The Bills have 3 out of 5 picks late in round five. Linebacker, corner, edge. My last pick was a corner, and between edge and corner, I picked Kyle McCord for something to do there, quarterback.
Syracuse quarterback.
Syracuse quarterback. Is that crazy?
That's
not enough.
I don't think that's crazy. Like, late. I
got an A-.
I don't have a problem if the Bills want to take another run at the Jake Fromm idea, you know, at some point on Saturday. But, you know, fine. It remains to be seen. I'll believe they're going to make 10 picks when I see them make 10 picks, by the way. Like, I would expect them to burn some of those picks.
How?
Moving around in round 4 or 5 or, you know, some guy they like that they're worried is going to get scooped up, so they move up 3 spots in round 4 to get, you know, whatever. I could see them doing some stuff like that. Because as many needs as we can list off that they need to, you know, need to upgrade, and they need to hit on some picks because of the salary cap and all this stuff. 10 rookies aren't making this team. Like, there's not that much room. So I would expect them to feel that way. I'd be surprised if they don't feel that way, and therefore, you know, move around a little bit and treat those picks like the assets that they are, realizing like the chances of a guy they're going to pick on Saturday late isn't going to make it anyway.
Okay. 10 rookies aren't making the team. I mean, that's probably right. And there's always movement, so that's probably right. But I'm definitely in the mood for the Bills to load up on draft picks. I like that they have 10 now. They got a couple of comp picks. There was the Elam trade, and so they got to 10. And I don't think that's a bad number. I think you can acknowledge they all won't make it, but still want to make all those picks just to give yourself that many more cracks at rookies. Like, you could have had used the same logic the Benford year, especially because they'd already drafted Elam. Well, we really don't need this pick. They were a better team then, right? They were sort of more loaded.
Yeah.
3 years ago, we already drafted a corner. Not that many rookies. We don't have room. Let's dump the Benford pick, and then if they don't pick him, that's the reason for holding the picks or hoarding them even. So all my guys are not going to make it. You're right. These 10, some of them are going to have to go. The F, I don't know. That guy got to be motivated.
He's probably done.
Got an F. That's just so harsh. For a position of need at a big school.
Somebody reach out on social media and let this guy know that he was graded an F.
Just why?
Could be the turning point of his burgeoning career.
Milrow with pick 30 would be like an F. But I did ponder that today, like round 2. I did ponder it. I wrote down the idea. And then I wrote, like, why. This would not stop at one reason, but like one reason why no.
What? Did you just say?
I had the idea of the Bills taking your buddy Milrow at pick 56. Do they have? Is that the number? Their first 56. Like, I just thought about it. What if they were to do that? You know, maybe they love him as a prospect. You say somebody's going to fall in love with him.
Yeah.
They're the team that does. And the idea would be, you know, packages, right? I've got a burner who can throw, right? I'm not going to ask him to do much of that.
Yeah.
But I've got a guy that can throw you a curveball.
And Allen is at some point going to slow down. Running wise, you're going to want to, you know, whether that happens naturally because his athleticism starts to, you know, deteriorate to some degree or just to protect him. You know, maybe you'd want to have another running option. This is a terrible idea.
I wrote, imagine taking Allen off the field, though.
Right. That's a tough one there.
Is somebody going to want to make him? I don't know enough about his, like, all of his traits, but is somebody going to want to make him a receiver or something like that?
No. I don't think so.
We're not going to have that.
I don't think so.
Lovely conversation.
No, I think he. There's a few reasons I would say no, somewhat emphatically. I think there is optimism about him being teachable and being able to learn the things that he needs to improve on as a passer. But the raw talent, I think, is there. It's a lot of mechanical stuff. And I think you could hope, like you hoped with Allen, that you could fix that. Now, there's more cautionary tales since Allen succeeded. Anthony Richardson maybe being the most recent example of a guy that was toolsy and was overdrafted, at least at this point, I think that's what you'd say. And so that, I think, hurts Milroe. If Milroe is the year of Anthony Richardson, he's probably getting drafted where Richardson got picked. Because of the tools and the speed, the rushing is elite. It is elite for a quarterback. There's almost no question about that. So, and he is off the charts with like, I'm in charge. You know, look at me. I'm the captain now, right? That he's one of those guys. So a team that looks at his skill set and meets him and talks to him is not going to move him to receiver. If they're going to invest in him, they're going to invest in him because they think they can make him into their franchise quarterback. And I mean, whatever, I've got a bet where he's going in the top 16. I don't think I'm going to win that bet. I can't imagine him lasting until pick 56. Although, I mean, it happened in your exercise, but what do you know? You got an F.
Not for that. He maybe didn't last that long in this. I didn't draft him in the mock draft or even have the know if I had the choice to.
Oh, okay.
That was just separate.
I see.
That was just separate. I just sort of thought about it for 30 seconds. I wanted to be able to make a case for it because it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't. Really couldn't. Maybe round, I don't have round three.
We'll see how this all unfolds and what they do, if anything, but at corner, I'm going to circle back to that here. I feel like I'm going to have a very hard time believing, even if they were to bring a Rasul Douglas back or Stephon Gilmore, say, right, who's still out there. Tre'Davious White is still out there. If they were to bring back a veteran of that stature, I still think corner, there's an argument that is the biggest need because moving forward, like if you patch with one of those guys, that's all it is. It's a patch. And you're still going to be looking for a guy to be opposite Benford, assuming you're going to pay Benford and keep moving forward with Benford. I mean, that has not happened yet, but he's still under contract for another year, so they've got time here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's right to think that was going to be the hardest of these, the most expensive, and it's the one that is still kind of waiting. I don't know, maybe Cook will challenge that. It won't be the most expensive, but maybe it'll be more challenging. But anyway, they're going to need a piece there to develop even at some point. So I don't know, man. I think 30 is still, like, as much as I like the other ideas, corners, it's looking more and more to me like 22. But I just don't know who's playing over there. And that's weird for a contending team.
And do you have a favorite? I don't know the difference. Maxwell Hairston or Amos is the other guy.
The guy that Chris mocked a couple of weeks ago, Amos from Ole Miss, sounds fine to me.
Sounds fine. Whatever.
Sounds fine.
One of them. Somebody that we've heard of that, you know, pretty much is consensus. That's around where they should go.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Of course, that was Elam.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you're right to make the long-term point. It's not just about this season. One of those other guys for this season, maybe that's a good idea. But you're also trying to, you know, long term.
Put your team together, right. I mean, it would be nice to have a corner if you hit on the pick with the fifth year option and the whole deal and like you know, just sort of ease into it here, but you know, obviously you gotta get it right. You gotta get the right guy. They cannot afford, need it be said, like a repeat of the Elam thing. Like that is still a very stanky situation for them. That they didn't hit on that pick is really tough.
We love talking about the draft. It's about a month away. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll be mixing in takes on the tournament as we watch throughout the day. One of the best days of the year on the sports calendar is this one and tomorrow. The Sabres play tonight. We'll have Paul Hamilton on later. Before that, Jeremy Kahn out of Baltimore will join us again. That'll be at 4. Late yesterday, we got into the AFC and just what will be different next year in the AFC. Because something always is. What was different this year, though? I want to talk about that a little bit more. And, you know, considering Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, and what that has been over the last 5 years or so, the several teams that almost look like they have no chance. It's not that many. It's not no chance. But just wonder, in a sport where, you know, last place teams win divisions the next year and all that it is in the way of being unpredictable, what you might think will be different next year. Lines are open at 803-0550. Thanks for joining us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.